Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Hour number two, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And one of the reasons we talk about the possible dark plans of the government is as a deterrent. Because when the government pulls something off like a 9/11, well, let me step back. When they pull off a Pearl Harbor, when Roosevelt spends a year goading the Japanese into the attack and then pretending it was a surprise, they did it and they got away with it because people believe the official story. And so when we look at 9/11 and we look at other potential false flags and we put the warnings out there, it's to undermine that believability in the coming official story. Because one of the most potent weapons we have against these covert operations to control the nation is doubt. If we can make the perpetrators of the false flags doubt that their official story will be believed, then they may decide not to act. Of course, sadly, they're getting more and more desperate, so that might not apply. And that's why we talk about these outcomes. And obviously, at least so far, the dire warnings about the Republican National Convention don't seem to be coming to pass. There aren't huge numbers of protesters. And maybe that's because a lot of people understood that violent protests work in the interest of the government, not the people. Now then, getting on back to the economic news. Deutsche Bank is going through a major restructuring. They're in serious, serious trouble. And they're closing almost 200 branches across the country. Because I guess ordinary consumers' banking business isn't all that profitable as opposed to fraud and money laundering. So why would they bother with ordinary customers anymore? That's just ridiculous. Apparently there's a new stink starting up over Bank of America. This is being reported over an Investment Watch blog. And it's talking about this lady, Christina Anderson, who's gone public over the fact that she went into Bank of America to pull some money out. She had all of her money in there. Poor, innocent, naive child her. And the teller started asking her all kinds of questions about where did the money come from and what do you want it for. And Christina said, that's really none of your business. And so she went to a different branch to withdraw her money and found Bank of America had locked her account on fraud, for fraud. They froze her account for fraud. And then when the woman got upset, the Bank of America called the security guards on her. And let's be very, very clear here. That's your money in that bank. And the banks do not have a legal right to refuse your withdrawing that money. I know they're putting a lot of roadblocks in the way. Our local bank down here, if you're going to pull out anything above $5,000 in cash, you have to give them 24 hours notice. But the banks are getting a little too big for their britches, in my opinion here. Now, the largest pension fund in the United States has suffered its worst annual return since the financial crisis due to heavy stock losses. And they're talking about CalPERS. This is a report out of the Wall Street Journal. And that is really the problem with the pensions. A lot of them got defunded during that Wall Street crash of 2008. And what do? They turn around and say, well, it's okay for pension funds to sort of renege and cut back on payments. Because we have a government that holds that banks, which are buildings, are somehow more important than the American people. And that, too, I think is a very faulty priority. Now, we may be looking at the first salvo of another real estate bubble burst. Apparently, over in the Hamptons, which is a very, very wealthy area, their housing market has crashed. Home sales have prices have dropped by half so far. Even the money junkies can't afford these homes anymore. And finally, I love this story. Nightmare on Wall Street, both Republicans and Democrats agree that it is time to reinstate the Glass-Steagall Act. Well, yeah, okay, but the damage has already been done. this is like saying we're going to go ahead and reinstall the fire suppression system, and all that's left of the building is a smoking ruin of ash and debris. It should never have been withdrawn in the first place. So now for the election year, they're trying to look good. They understand the American people are much more sophisticated about the economy and what's going on. They go, yes, we're going to reinstate Glass-Steagall. It's too late. You did the damage when you repealed it the first time. And putting it back in after everything is already destroyed is not going to buy you a lot of forgiveness. All right, let's grab ourselves a phone call. John in Rancho Cucamonga, California. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon, Michael. You got a great show as usual.
Thank you.
I like your analogy better than shutting the corral door after the horses have already escaped. But anyway, I was just going to underscore some of your other remarks previous to talking about the banking, about how FDR attempted to goad Germany for a year or a year and a quarter or so before he started working on the Japanese.
Yes.
He's trying to goad him into firing, having the U-boats fire on some of the destroyer escorts that were illegally, in violation of the Neutrality Act, escorting supply ships of munitions and arms to England.
And those were technically illegal as well, although Roosevelt got around it with what he called the Lend-Lease Act. As soon as Germany and Italy and Japan signed the Axis Agreement, Roosevelt shifted his focus out to the Pacific.
Yeah, well, and so I guess in the meantime, though, prior to that, Hitler, not being a sap at all, he instructed his U-boat commanders not to take the bait. And what happened with Japan, the first thing FDR did was move the long-established location of the Pacific Fleet from San Diego Harbor at the beginning of 1941, moved it to Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, to kind of stick his thumb in the eye of the Japanese. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, and even the top Navy commander said this is a mistake. The harbor is not defensible. They'd already been through that airstrike against ships in Toronto, which proved torpedoes in shallow harbors could be made to work, which is exactly what the Japanese did. And they did fire, I forget the name of the admiral, it was Kimmel's predecessor.
I think his name was Anderson, I think.
Yes, that's right. Admiral Anderson was fired, and they put Kimmel in the sacrificial spot, and they did. After it was all over, General Short and Admiral Kimmel were held up as the scapegoats for the failure to protect our nation. But Congress restored them to rank posthumously, which was great for the families and obviously not so good for Kimmel and Short themselves. Anyway, we need to do a quick shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are rejoining us. We're talking with John from Rancho Cucamonga, who going down the memory lane of how we got suckered into World War II, which is legitimate discussion while we look at how we're being suckered into World War III. Okay, John has gone, so we're going to go to Phil in Florida. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I don't know if you've already covered this, but, I had the Republican convention on TV last night for a little bit, and seeing all this about Blue Lives Matter and keep our cops, get behind our cops, and the whole thing with the Black Lives Matter, didn't it start because cops were killing three Americans on a daily basis?
To see it all get divided
like this is like, I interrupted you, but to see how this got played out like it is, and now the division, and it's just, you want to scream, but I'll shut up and listen to what you have to say.
Well, what's ridiculous, it is. It's all about divide and conquer. And now I am not in favor of going on out and shooting anybody, police officer or otherwise. But this idea of trying to portray the police as victims is dead on arrival because of all the police brutality that we have seen. The fact that more white people than black people are being wrongfully killed by the police. The abuses of civil forfeiture. the brutality that we're seeing with pepper spray and tasers and all the rest of it. That's a hard sell to convince us that the police are the victims in this matter, because Black Lives Matter, you are correct, did emerge as a result of the perception that the police were wrongfully killing innocent black people. And so here we have a classic case of the propaganda coming back to bite itself. But what's amazing is anybody who comes on out and says all lives matter gets criticized. Fox News' Shepard Smith came down on Bobby Jindal for saying all lives matter. And yet that should be the prevailing attitude. And I'm still waiting for anybody from Black Lives Matter to come on out and publicly state whose lives don't matter.
I remember you saying that last week, and that's a great way of putting it. But I'll tell you, Mike, I got the feeling last night that they're pulling this off. You know, the whole thing about how murderous our police are, and you know, and there's more and more was coming out recently also about how the police departments have been trained by the Israelis. You know, that started to come up, and now watching that convention last night, and then I listened to the Power Hour in the morning, and hearing some of the comments this morning, you know, about they sounded real good last night, the sheriff was good, and I'm going, wait a minute, this everybody's being played like a fiddle here, you know, don't let yourself be played, I felt like saying, and you could see it just playing out, so I just want to scream, man, you know.
Well, the thing to keep in mind is, yes, the corporate media is going to go on with the charade. That's what they're paid to do. The real question is, are Americans believing what the corporate media is telling them? And the answer is no. Confidence and trust in the corporate media is at an all-time low. Their audiences are in decline. The audiences for the independent media continue to grow. That's why I call them the corporate media, because we're the new mainstream right here, because we've got the lion's share of Americans who are coming to find out the truth for themselves, because they've come to understand if they just sit in their easy chair in the living room looking at that TV, what's being fed to them isn't the truth, but just whatever has been crafted to get them to think what the government wants them to think. And that's all mind control is. There's no weird ray or drugs or anything about that. You control a mind by controlling what it knows. And that's what the job of the corporate media has been all along. And now people are saying, I'm not going to let my mind be controlled. I'm not going to let what I know be controlled. I'm going to go out and start finding out these facts for myself. And that may also be another reason why all of the expected protesters and violence around the Republican National Convention hasn't materialized. They couldn't get people to show up for this thing. Everybody's saying, no, we've seen this before. We saw that at Disneyland back in 1970. We saw that all during the COINTELPRO during the 1960s, and we're not going to get fooled again.
Right. Well, one other question, Mike.
Sure.
What's the latest on Dallas as far as picking that apart? You know, I saw a couple videos of showing that the cops were a staged photo of the SWAT team that made it to the Wall Street Journal before it even went to print. I'm not too up on it, but I'm wondering what you know about Dallas being a false flag and or a hoax or whatever, and I'll shut up now and listen off air.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call. Dallas does strike me as being another false flag. These days, the safe assumption when anything happens is it's another false flag. Again, this poor officer who got shot in Kansas City may have been another effort to try and say, oh, we have to feel sorry for the police. And again, that's a very, very tough sell. But I tend not to spend too much time digging into the fine details on these issues, because, again, that's what the propagandists want. Remember from Shakespeare, Henry IV, part two, make it your business to keep giddy minds busy. In other words, keep everybody confused and, you know, looking at minutia so they can't step back and look at the big picture of what's going on. So these things are coming and going, and I look at them and I'll say, this is what I think about it, and then move on and maintain the focus on the real issue, which is, regaining some kind of control of this country by the American people and choosing a different course for the future other than that which has been engineered by Wall Street and the military-industrial complex and the pharmaceutical-industrial complex and all the rest of it, to basically pull back from this path down towards fascist dictatorship. And that's kind of my focus. And we don't really have the time and resources, any of us, to get distracted into little minutia and argue about that, because that's a classic propaganda technique as well. Keep people arguing over fine details rather than, you know, there's one thing we can all agree on. We live under a government that lies to us all the time. We can all agree on that. So let's let the detritus fall away and decide, what are we, the American people, going to do about the fact that we live under a government that lies to us all the time? Is this a nation we wish to bequeath to our children? I don't think so. And so we have to do something about that. Now then, getting on back to the news around the world, a little bit of immigration news. Apparently, Angela Merkel is feeling the political backlash because of this Afghan refugee who went on an axe rampage in this German train. And already the propagandists are out there saying, this is ISIS, ISIS, one of them. This is another ISIS terror attack. Here's the point. This Afghan refugee got shoved halfway across the world, didn't like where he wound up, grabbed an axe and chopped up a bunch of people. And the gun grabbers are already crying, saying, why couldn't he have used an AR-15? What's wrong with this guy? And but Angela Merkel is feeling the political backlash because her open-door immigration policy let this guy in. Whether he acted on his own or he's part of ISIS, it's still a bad thing. And again, even during the heyday of immigration to America and the Statue of Liberty in Ellis Island, there was still some due diligence being exercised. When these people wanted to come to the United States, did they have skills that would benefit our economy? Were they carrying contagious diseases? Did they have criminal records in their home country that we should be aware of? We have a right as a nation to control who goes in and out of our nation. It's not racism, it's pragmatism. I have a lock on my front door, not because I hate my neighbors, but because I love my wife. And that's what's going on. Now, there's been another ugly incident down in France. 37-year-old man, who's only being identified as Mohammed B., apparently stabbed a mother and her three daughters at a vacation center in southeast France for being dressed too scantily. They were wearing shorts and T-shirts. And basically, the man attacked the woman and her daughters, 8, 12, and 14, at the resort town of Laurent-Montaglin in the Haute-Alpes region. And according to the mayor, the motive he gave was they were dressed shamefully. They were not dressed like Muslim women. So how's that cultural integration thing working out for you over there? All right, let's grab ourselves into the phone call. Steve in California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Michael, I don't know if I'm sorry to call back, but your last caller brought something to mind. I don't know if you've seen this video on Sandy Hook, but there's the crisis actor David Wheeler and his wife making the circuits and everything in the past, and he exposed this video. I don't know if you've seen the video. If you haven't, I can send it over your way. But it's quite obvious. The guy was paid. He's an actor. It shows him in an FBI uniform, SWAT team type thing, and he ducks away. He looks away from the camera because he's now he doesn't want to be spotted. But he's playing two different roles. I don't know if you've ever seen this video.
Yeah, I think I've seen it a while ago. And, of course, my favorite video was that one that came out of Sandy Hook where somebody leaked the unedited videotape of one of the fathers crying over his dead child. And the guy comes out for the interview, and he's laughing and smiling. And then you see him literally go through an actor's exercise to get himself down into the dark space for the interview. And that was very obviously an actor. I've worked in movies long enough to have seen exactly that process in order to work yourself into that traumatized state. But I need a word of caution here because a lot of these videos and web articles that claim to have spotted identical people in multiple situations, they don't always turn out to be right. You have to look really, really closely. They look similar, but they're not always the same person. So you have to be very cautious about that. Steve, got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We got a caller on the line, Tony in New York. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. How are you?
I'm fine.
Good, good. You were talking about Angela Merkel, and I'm not sure if you're aware that she was awarded the Clarity Prize. Are you familiar with that?
No, I am not.
Kudinhove Clarity was a guy. He was in charge of the European Union, I think, for 40 years. He was known as the father of the European Union. And he'd written books about the Clarity Plan, which involved, I'm surprised you haven't heard about this, it involved a unification of Europe, all the races mixing, and everybody under control by Zionist Jews. It's a very interesting thing, and it's very interesting that this guy was financed by the Rothschilds. This prize has been awarded to very notable people, and Merkel being one of them. And that's what his whole objective was to have a... His ideal race was a lightly tanned populace being controlled by the Jews. I mean, I think he wrote several books about it, but that's what's known as the Clarity Plan.
Mm-hmm.
You should check it out. And it makes... When you see what's going on, I hate to think, but man, everything seems to be falling into place for this guy. Like I said, and this is back in the 30s and 40s.
Well, you know, there are going to be different people who are going to come to the same conclusions here. And I've been saying all along that for the New World Order globalism plan to work, part of the agenda has to be to blend us all together and destroy our sense of our own regional, cultural, or historical identity. Because people with a strong sense of identity, a strong sense of self, they're much harder to boss around. And so part of this reason behind this flood of illegal immigrants into the United States and the flooding of Europe with all these refugees, and there's some big money behind it, like George Soros. The idea was to blur us all together into a single formless mass of humanity with no clear sense of an identity about themselves to make it easier to control them. Unfortunately, the idea that they could do this and get away with it was based on this liberal theory that you can control what is inside the mind of a human being by controlling the environment around them. All this goes back to Margaret Mead's Coming of Age in Samoa, which was published all the way back in 1920. And the book was a fraud. It was an absolute fraud. It's been discredited. And yet this idea that you can control what is in the mind by controlling the environment has been the foundation of the liberal political philosophy ever since. And that's why every time they do one of these things, they fall flat on their face because they're not willing to go back and question that prime assumption.
Yeah, I agree. And I've been hearing you say that for a long time. I've heard David Duke talk about mixing the races to one race, and I never really gave it much thought. And then when I read this Kalergi plan, I said, oh my God, there it is in black and white, and it's been part of the European Union since the beginning. And mm-hmm. It's just fascinating, fascinating stuff. And I wanted your listeners and you maybe to talk about it a little more because it's very obscure. I just happened to run across it, and it's mind-blowing. One other thing I wanted to ask you about, and you're a genius when it comes to this stuff, is aerial surveillance. I was reading a thing from Lockheed Martin where they have a ship that can it's a blimp that can go 60,000 feet 6 months at a time and surveil a 600-mile radius, I'm sorry, diameter, land, and, you know, millions of cubic miles of air. But I was thinking to myself, first of all, they probably already have these in place. But if it were more known, don't you think it would be a deterrent for crime? And if they were using them, wouldn't you think they'd be able to solve more crimes than they do, and needing far fewer law enforcement officers? You're talking saving billions and billions of dollars for communities. But I think it'd be a great crime deterrent. I'll let you do your thing, and I'd like to hear your thoughts on the air on the capability of the surveillance from that altitude, 60,000 feet. And by the way, it's, you know, it costs 3-4 times less than putting a satellite up in the air to use one of these things. And they have a 1-ton payload, so they could be armed, unfortunately.
Well, my first response to that is, has the flood of surveillance cameras all over our society slowed down crime at all?
No, but it's different. It's never where you need it, really. You know, if everybody knew that...
we all know the cameras are out there. We all know the cameras are out there. Anyway, listen, we got to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials. I'll respond to your comments when we come back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party property, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Work with your doctor when taking medications. Make ProtoVite part of your healthy lifestyle.
HealthForLiberty.com is your source for ProtoVite, a powerful nutritional supplement that's a true breakthrough for your health. Poor digestion makes it nearly impossible to absorb the nutrition your body needs. ProtoVite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology and the highest quality ingredients to nourish every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra White. 6 weeks ago when I started taking ProtoVite, I was on 14 medications, from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia. In the first 10 days, my blood sugar dropped 50 points and my fibromyalgia pain is gone. And so was 12 of the 14 medications that I was taking. I'm 66, living life and loving it.
Go to healthforliberty.com right now. That's healthforliberty.com.
Thank you, ProtoVite, for giving my life back.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really
happened? And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And I want to step back, actually a couple of calls, because I have some added comments. With regard to the issue of police brutality, yes, the tendency by government to protect police no matter what they do is a factor. The training by these Israeli security companies and other contractors who have this shoot first, ask questions later attitude that they're spreading among the police, those are factors. But there is another one. And we do need to look at it, because I think it affects society as a whole and not just the police force. And that is, again, those prescription antidepressants, which we know that truck driver in Nice was on, and they can trigger unpredictable, violent, suicidal, mass violence behavior. SSRIstories.org, you can go there, read all these case studies of just how these medications can trigger bizarre behavior. Now, right now, roughly one quarter of all Americans are on some version of a prescription antidepressant. It's a huge, huge moneymaker. Study done down in Florida showed that police officers actually consume more of these than the average American. So maybe it's one out of every three. But these medications do result in poor impulse control. Now, up until recently, the problem of the effects of antidepressants on the population has always been split into two categories. Somebody dies and everybody else. But I think there are other effects because we did our own little analysis. We got the data on the per capita use of antidepressants in the American population, and we paired it up with the data for per capita incidence of domestic violence, and there's a very close correlation. And so it may be that these antidepressants are causing behavior that's not necessarily newsworthy, but is still very damaging to our society as a whole. More bar fights, more road rage, more domestic violence. And I get emails from people all the time saying it just feels like the whole world is going crazy. And maybe it is. Maybe it's being driven crazy by these medications, which are poured into the population because they make money. And nobody cares about the side effects. Nobody cares about the harm. They're protecting those medications. Following Sandy Hook, there was an effort by a citizens group in Connecticut to get the medical records of Adam Lanza. And it was opposed by this attorney from the state medical examiner's office, Patrick Quanishay, who came on out and said, even if in this one case the medications were the cause of this sudden outburst of violence, that's not something the people need to know because then they would stop taking their doctor-recommended medications. And that position makes a lot of sense when you realize how much of Connecticut's economy is based in pharmaceutical companies that are inside that state. And Patrick Quanishay was absolutely wrong when he said, even in this one case, because there are thousands and thousands of documented cases and probably tens of thousands of instances of violence where nobody made that connection to the medications the person was on. And somebody needs to take a very good look at this because we may be drugging ourselves into a collective national insanity. That's not a very good thing at all. Now, getting on to the idea of the surveillance blimp. There are the blimps. There are those solar-powered Gossamer-winged aircraft that can stay aloft for weeks at a time. And I don't see them as a deterrent to crime for the same reason all the surveillance cameras that are all over the place don't seem to have had a limiting effect on crime. The criminals simply know where the cameras are not covering. And if you're talking about a blimp at 60,000 feet, basically, any overhanging eave or shelter or anything is going to block you out from it. And the other problem with the surveillance blimp has to do with data management. Like the NSA snarfing up all your emails and text messages and everything, they've got a huge volume of data and no effective way to find what's important. Because maybe you've got a high-resolution image of 600 miles across the United States, but somebody somewhere still has to go through it bit by bit by bit to see what it's actually captured. Now, in terms of surveillance technology, most of it remains optical based. There are thermographs. They're coming down in price. Those are kind of cool. There are clues that the cutting edge in terms of military surveillance technology lies within the submicron domain, where it's sort of an extension of the technology which eventually wound up in those airport scanners, where they're literally able to see through walls using these microwaves that are high frequency enough to actually form images with. So the technology's out there, but is it usable? And again, you can have a blimp at 60,000 feet taking an image of all of Oahu. How do you find what's important to find inside that image? You have the NSA snarfing up all of our phone calls and our emails and our web browsing history and everything. How do you find what's meaningful in there? Obviously, the NSA hasn't solved that problem yet. I'm sure they're going to ask for a larger budget to work towards a solution here. All right, I want to step back to the political campaign because I just saw this article from PatriotRising.com. Polls show Americans distrust Clinton. Supporters begin to panic. And do you remember a while back where Hillary Clinton said this Benghazi thing is going to blow away, people will forget? And obviously we didn't. And I think Hillary is a victim of her past successes at dodging the consequences for her behavior, because she's reached a stage of arrogance where she feels it doesn't matter what she does. Nothing will happen. People will still love her. People will still believe in her. You know, she could go on national TV and drop a live kitten into a blender and then say she was showing the dangers of blenders. And she's going to call for new blender safety features, and everybody would still applaud. No, that doesn't really work. And the numbers are turning against Hillary. But remember, we already know there's massive fraud going on in our elections. It is not enough to put Donald Trump in the lead by 5 or 10 points. He has to have a landslide in November, or it will be stolen from him. Absolutely. Okay, now then, let's see. Now, I'm not a Hillary defender, obviously, here, but I'm looking at these articles where apparently Hillary's considering Julian Castro as her vice presidential pick. And they're making a big deal over the fact that while he was housing secretary, he expressed his support for Hillary Clinton's candidacy last April. This is technically a violation of the Hatch Act. Okay, this law forbids anyone in the executive branch other than the president or vice president from using his or her official position to engage in political activity. But he prefaced the interview saying, taking off my HUD hat for a second. And I think they're trying to make a mountain out of a molehill on this, or this is a trap to get people to pound onto this guy. And they'll say, look, they're grasping at straws to harm Hillary. So I'm going to let that one pass, and I suggest you do the same. It just feels wanky to me. What can I tell you? All righty, let's get on to the science and health news here. A story out of Waking Times. High levels of toxins found in bodies of people living near fracking sites. We know fracking is a major, major environmental disaster. Those pipes are leaking methane. The methane is killing the fish in lakes and ponds and streams. In some cases, people have tap water coming out that you can actually set fire to. That's how dangerous this stuff is. And yet it's being promoted for energy independence. And it's very, very harmful. It really is. And yes, the fracking effluents, the methane, other stuff that's coming out of the ground, plus those fracking fluids themselves are highly toxic, carcinogenic, and radioactive. Remember, I think it was about 2 years ago, we had somebody call into the show who had previously worked for a fracking company who said the fracking companies made deals with other corporations to take their toxic waste that couldn't be disposed of anywhere else and mix it in with the fracking fluid and pump it deep underground, under the theory that once it was down there, it would never come back up, except that it is. Why? Because they're fracturing the rock, and fractured rock leaks. Little bit of common sense that apparently didn't percolate up to that there executive branch. Now, over in Pennsylvania, there's been a study that is showing a strong correlation between sufferers of asthma and proximity to the fracking sites. This is very, very dangerous, dangerous stuff. But it makes money, and that's all that matters. That's the morality of Washington, D.C. and Wall Street. If it makes money, it's good. If it's not making money, it's bad. And so now we have this article that came out of 12160.info. Apparently last May, there was a gathering of anti-fracking people at the Holiday Inn in Lakewood, Colorado. And they were there because the Bureau of Land Management was there auctioning off oil and gas leases on public lands. And it turned out federal agents infiltrated the group to spy on them. Now, this was the Keep It in the Ground movement, and according to emails that have been leaked to The Intercept, federal agents infiltrated the anti-fracking movement to spy on them. We're all the way back in the 1960s with COINTELPRO. That's why the FBI can't be bothered finding cyber criminals or credit card thieves or even finding those criminal illegal immigrants that have been released out into the public. They're too busy spying on law-abiding American citizens who are, in fact, exercising their constitutional right to express their opinion about things that may be harmful to the public. And again, that was the hallmark of the COINTELPRO program back in the 1960s. The FBI was infiltrating dissident groups, obviously the anti-Vietnam movement, the civil rights movement, the early feminists, the Native American movement, to disrupt them, to sabotage legitimate dissent, to sabotage First Amendment protected freedom of speech. Because the government doesn't really want you to have freedom of speech. They're still trying to figure out some way they can get rid of that pesky First Amendment. Remember when they were trying that free speech zone nonsense? You know, there's a little cage over there in the parking lot. You can go say whatever you want to say over there. But nobody's going to hear you, and that's, of course, by design. Finally, a lot of these PC universities have said, yeah, this was really ridiculous, and they've gotten rid of the free speech zones, and they're saying any public space is there for freedom of speech, which is a victory for freedom of speech. But that's the way the government operates, and it's always operated that way. What we're seeing here today is nothing new. It's all a rehash of the same dirty tricks the government has pulled on the American people for decades. And I know you, like I, were raised on all those movies and TV shows about what great guys the FBI were or are. And it's a fiction. They're not. The FBI is not about solving crimes. They're about protecting the rulers and covering things up, whether it's the murder of White House Deputy Counsel Vince Foster, the accidental shoot down of TWA 800, staging false flags. That's what these guys do. The FBI is the American version of the Gestapo. They do the dirty work for the U.S. government. They're the sin eaters, as it were. Now, over in Bunkerville, the judge who presided over the Cliven Bundy standoff and argument with the Bureau of Land Management has issued an order basically withholding the bulk of all the government's evidence in the case from the public. Now, this order was written by U.S. Magistrate Judge Peggy Lean, and it prohibits the defense teams for all 19 defendants from publicly disclosing the grand jury transcripts, FBI and police reports, witness statements, and all other documents the government collected during its investigation. Now remember, Cliven Bundy did that standoff on the grounds that the Bureau of Land Management had exceeded its legal authority in trying to drive him off his land. And in point of fact, the BLM had done just that. When the Bureau of Land Management goes on out and grabs other people's lands, they are in violation of the Constitution's Enclave Clause, which specifically says the federal government is only allowed to own land underneath federal buildings and federal infrastructure like military bases, harbors, airports, that sorts of thing. They're not allowed to just go on out and grab millions of acres of other people's lands and treat it like it's their own. And the founding fathers put that enclave clause in there because they had seen throughout the history of Europe that in point of fact, when rulers get into economic trouble, the first thing they do is they loot the property of the people, treat it like it's their own, and they start to sell it off. And they wanted to prevent the U.S. government from doing that. And that's why that enclave clause is in there. You really do need to read that Constitution. You got to know the rules. Even if the government isn't playing by them, you need to know what those rules are. You need to know what your rights are. That Constitution wasn't written to tell the government what it could do. It was mostly written to tell the government, to remind the government what it may not do when it comes to the management of this country. And I think this is the reason why the judge has issued this order, is because any legal scholars who look at what was going on are going to find some serious problems. The judge clearly has something to hide in this case. The government has something to hide in this case and how it was managed. Now, the reason for the Bureau of Land Management to be going on out and grabbing all this land has nothing to do with the environment and everything to do with corruption. The Bureau of Land Management has a long history of grabbing hold of lands, driving ranchers off and saying, we're preserving it for some environmental reason. And then 2 to 3 years down the road, they say, well, we were wrong. It's not critical to the environment. And we're going to sell it off to this particular political crony. See a lot of that going on over in Nevada. The other reason, and we'll talk about it when we come back from this break, has to do with that national debt. We'll be right back.
Have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're going to take a look back in history at the economic reality that led to the abuses of the Bureau of Land Management and the Environmental Protection Agency. Now, as I mentioned many times, and it's in All Wars Are Bankers' Wars, at the end of World War II, the United States secured an agreement among the world's nations called the Bretton Woods Agreement that made the U.S. dollar the global trade and banking currency. And part of that agreement was that the U.S. paper dollars would always be redeemable for $35 per ounce of gold. That was the lock. Now, of course, the Federal Reserve, not actually being part of the government and not under its authority, according to Alan Greenspan himself, overprinted Federal Reserve notes. And the United States started importing manufactured goods and agricultural produce for what were essentially boxes of paper and colored ink. So you get into the Nixon years, and France is looking at this huge pile of currency in their vaults, and they notified the United States government they were going to redeem those paper notes for gold at the Bretton Woods agreed-on price of $35 per ounce of gold. And Nixon looked in Fort Knox and realized they didn't have anywhere near enough gold to redeem those paper notes, in addition of which much of that gold in Fort Knox was already pledged as collateral on government borrowing. And so Richard Nixon ended gold convertibility as a temporary emergency measure, which became, of course, permanent. And that had the effect of undermining world confidence in the dollar. And it also made it more difficult for the U.S. to borrow money because everybody all of a sudden knew they didn't really have the gold to collateralize it with anymore. So Richard Nixon hit on this idea of using the Americans' heritage, their lands, as collateral for more government borrowing. But how to do that without letting the American people know what was going on? And so he created the Environmental Protection Agency, and he was courting the environmental vote. And under the guise of preserving land for future generations of Americans, they started grabbing land like crazy. And they had all these different programs, wilderness zones, wetlands, heritage rivers, roadless areas, all these different programs. And there were, the multiplicity of the programs was to conceal just how big this land grab really was. Because at the moment, it's something like 22-23% of Americans' lands have been grabbed for various reasons, including the pledging as collateral on government borrowing, all of which is illegal under the Enclave Clause of the Constitution of the United States of America. And subsequent presidents have continued this trend for a variety of reasons. And this gets us back to the presidency of Bill Clinton. And I had forgotten all about this. I need to add it to the epic of Clinton's mess. And it involves the Grand Staircase Escalante Monument in Utah. More when we come back from station identification.
Still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.